Kirk, just what's your reaction to coming so close and falling a little short?
Well, it would have been a thrill, you know, to win it, absolutely. I didn't have the game to do it today. I just didn't play very well. I was off balance right from the start. Kenny played beautifully, controlled his ball nice in the wind. I was really fighting myself more than anything else, just trying to make some solid contact. And I feel very fortunate to have gotten it down to that two-shot gap, you know, with a couple holes to go. 17, 18, I had, they're not makeable putts, but they're putts that, you know, they're dream putts, right, to, you know, knock them in and put more pressure on a guy. And, when I'm playing 8, 9, and 10, I'm thinking I'm not going to have that putt. So, I'm glad I had a good back nine. I'm glad I recovered. I'm glad I sort of made him feel like he earned it instead of somebody gave it to him.
You said you were fighting it. Was nerves part of it?
Oh, I'm sure it is, yeah. Yeah, the more you want something, the harder it is to get it. So, warm-up was fine. Hit some okay shots early in the round, but had a three putt on five that kind of knocked me off balance a little bit. And then just some very poor irons, bad contact on seven. Really misjudged a couple of pins. Didn't realize how severe some of the spots were. And I started paying a little bit more attention. But golf course definitely tougher today.
One other thing, I was there on five. Did you rush that par putt on five a little bit?
No, I misread it twice. It didn't break left when I putted it up from the bottom tier. And then I stood over the next one and hit it on the right edge thinking it's going to break left. And, maybe I did. Maybe if I'd gotten behind the hole and looked at it, I'd have realized that the green was coming off that front bunker slope. Because certainly after I missed it, I realized, oh, man, I played that putt complete wrong spot.
Hello, everybody. I'd just like to point out before we continue, Kirk finished the championship with a score of 14 under 266, which is a record low score by a non-winner in championship history.
Wow.
Kirk, I don't know. I mean, you've obviously played beautifully all week from the very first hole of your first round. What do you take out of this week? You mentioned just, making Kenny earn it. Do you take some good positives out of this week?
Well, yeah, for sure. I've been struggling really since probably April, and I'm still not going to say I played great golf all week. I scored really well. I hit a lot of good shots. I had a tremendous short game week, tremendous. Made a bunch of putts, hit some incredibly difficult chips and pitches, and made some pars from some places I had no business making pars from. Otherwise I'm down there in the, 4, 5, 6 under range. So, that should give me some confidence going forward. It certainly isolated the swing issues I've been having. It's similar, struggling with my contact a little bit. Certainly I start to make a few bad swings and feel a little bit off balance and not able to ride it. But, I'm really glad I played the last, nine holes significantly better. And, I'll go to our next major at Caves Valley, our Senior Players Championship, and hopefully get off to a good start there and try and compete again.
Can you talk a little bit about how the golf course conditions changed today with the windier, drier conditions and how the greens firmed up?
I think the course, you had to be a little more conservative off the tee. You could play some shorter clubs and rely on some bounce down some of those slopes. The pins were significantly tougher, I felt, than the first couple of rounds. And they were in some different portions of the green. Well, I told my caddy I hit a very poor shot in number 9, just pin high left there. And I've been pin high right all week and, make two pars and a birdie. I'm pin high left. I'm like, man, I don't even think I can keep this thing on the green. I had no idea it was that steep. I did the same thing over on 13. I got in that right rough, and I thought, well, I'll just kind of play for the left edge of the green here, and I got it left of the green. That shot was just wicked, to use your Boston terminology. It was wicked. It just had this bank up and then down. No chance to get that ball up and down. So there were a few places where I felt I stumbled you know, from a management standpoint, and you add that to some missed strikes, and man, it was, I couldn't even look at the leaderboard because I was so busy trying to clean up my own mess.
Can you talk about some, I mean, you obviously had a little, some struggles on the front nine, but then you come out and make a really nice birdie on 10, but Kenny obviously had a great par save from the trees. Would you say that was, that and 15 were a couple of the big turning points that didn't allow you to get a little bit closer to him?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, 10, there's a lot of room over there. You would have to kind of get unlucky, really, or frozen up against a tree. So I figure he's going to, we're only 125 yards from the green. I figure he's making four there anyway. So that wasn't a huge, you know, the putt on 10, well, I told him, I hit a putt on number one that looked like it was going in and broke the other way, and then he made it. On number 10, I had already read my putt that it was going to break to the left, and then he hit his putt, and it was going on the same line as my putt, and it broke to the right. And I was just looking at it, and I thought, well, and I'm still trying to make it go to the left, you know, even after what I had seen, and I finally got aimed far enough left, knocked it right in the jar, and I said, well, we're even now. You know, we showed each other the line. So I think the pin placements were that tricky today that we weren't even getting the direction of the break right sometimes, and the speed has been difficult to manage all week.
Great. Let's take some more questions. Wait for the microphone, please. Jeff?
Kirk, Kenny had missed that short one on 14 and then hit the poor tee shot of 15. It looked like there might be an opening there. In hindsight, that putt he made, how big was that as far as keeping the gap where it was?
Well, let's go back to 11. He had, you know, 11 was probably playing very difficult today with the pin placement. He had a beautiful shot in there, probably 4 or 5 feet, and he missed that putt. And then, you know, he just played kind of, he looked like all of a sudden, okay, I'm going for 30 feet. And then, yeah, exactly, 14, he missed the birdie putt. 15, very poor iron, and he played the right chip. You know, he couldn't pitch it to the hole. It takes a lot of courage to play the ball away from the hole, but, you know, he had three in hand, too. And then to hole that putt, I mean, that's a championship putt right there. That's awesome. You know, just makes him feel good, right? You know, I'm still not really thinking I'm beating the guy, but it makes him feel like I'm not beating him, right? It meant more to him than it did to me. So, and then I felt lucky to sneak one in on him on 16, and we're both about 30, 40 feet on 17 and 18, so there's not really a chance there to make two shots up unless somebody does something crazy.
More questions for Kirk? Okay, well, Kirk, thank you very much. All Wonderful right. playing this week, and best of luck the rest of the year.
Thank you. Kent, hope they pick this place again. It's awesome.